Alzheimer's. They've got a new facts and figures report out, and here to help us sort through what this all means is Keith Fargo, Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach for the Alzheimer's Association. Keith, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this 2018 Alzheimer's Association Facts and Figures report. What information has come out about Alzheimer's this year?
Sure. Well, it's chock full of information, but I think the key takeaway really is the that the Alzheimer's burden in the U.S. is really continuing to grow. We've seen increases in the number of people who are living with the disease, more family and friends serving as caregivers. You know, one of the interesting things that came out in this year's report was that the Alzheimer's death rate has actually more than doubled over the last 15 years. So this is really adding a lot of cost and a lot of burden to our nation. It's really unsustainable. You know, even right here in Ohio, we're looking at 220,000 people currently living with Alzheimer's disease, and across the country, it's 5.7 million.
When you are looking at these numbers, what do you attribute that to? Better diagnosis? Is there a causal effect that we might be having to look into?
Yeah, I think, you know, we know that the population of the country is aging. The baby boomers are entering the age of highest risk for Alzheimer's disease. I do think it's important to point out, though, that Alzheimer's disease is not normal aging. Alzheimer's disease is a brain disease, and even though aging is one of the most important risk factors, not everyone who gets older is going to have Alzheimer's disease. The reason that's important to point out is that as a specific brain disease, it can be defeated. But the way to do that is through research. And so we're hoping that this report serves as something of a wake-up call to the country in terms of, you know, how large this burden is and how we need to invest more dollars in research so that we can defeat it.
Keith, are we doing a better job of identifying this disease?
We are. Researchers and physicians have become better and better over the past number of years in terms of identifying people who have Alzheimer's disease. However, we're not as good as we would like to be just yet. Research right now is focusing not only on treatments, but also on better diagnostics, so ways to determine who has the disease and who does not have the disease.
Early diagnosis for anything is really important, and it seems that from this study you find that too. What's the best way for early diagnosis to occur?
Well, the most important thing for people to remember is if they have any concerns about their memory at all, they should go ahead and see their doctor. Now, sometimes it's going to be just normal aging, and it's not necessarily indicative of anything medical that's going wrong. Sometimes it's going to be something that's treatable or curable, such as sleep apnea, which can cause memory problems. Depression can cause memory problems. Sometimes, though, it's going to be Alzheimer's disease. So you need to go see your doctor, find out what it is, and find out what to do about it. If it is Alzheimer's disease, then that allows you to take some very concrete steps. You can participate in a clinical trial that can give you early access to medications that might have a change the trajectory of the disease. You can also begin to put your care plan in order, et cetera. Also, it helps to better manage your condition. We know that Alzheimer's disease, when it's not diagnosed and not managed, is very, very expensive. And to be clear, it's very expensive even when it is managed, but it's less expensive. You don't end up in the hospital quite so often, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things we looked at in this year's report was how much the nation could save as a result of early diagnosis. And when we modeled that out, it looks like that we could save $7.9 trillion with a T, dollars just by early diagnosis for the people who are alive today.
Keith, what can a family member or a friend do with someone to support them if they think there might be a problem, but that person might be hesitant to go to a doctor?
Yeah, I think the thing to do is to have those difficult conversations. And not everyone wants to go to the doctor. And, you know, there's still some stigma associated with Alzheimer's disease, unfortunately. That's getting better. But it is still out there. And I think one thing that can be important is to remind folks that, you know, just because you're having some memory problems does not mean that it is Alzheimer's disease. Now, it might be. It might be, and in which case you need to find that out. But again, it might also be something treatable. And if it's something treatable, Why live with those memory problems?
We're talking to Keith Fargo, Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach for the Alzheimer's Association. We talk about the people, the loved ones, the caregivers. I'm looking at this. This is an impactful 600,000 number of caregivers, total hours of unpaid care, 684 million. These numbers get larger, more zeros. So the impact of a caregiver and what it costs them sort of is also impacted by this disease.
Yeah, it really is. As a matter of fact, if you look at the nationwide, millions of people who are providing unpaid care. And, one of the things we look at in the report is the cost of Alzheimer's disease to society. And we can kind of separate that out into the hard costs, what's Medicare paying, what's Medicaid paying, private insurance, what are they paying out, for medications, hospital visits, nursing homes. And that all equals up to over $250 billion this year for the second year in a row, actually, over $250 billion, 277 to be exact. But then you can also look at kind of the soft costs, unpaid care. Many people who are providing care for a person with Alzheimer's disease, they know how uniquely difficult this disease is to provide care for. And when you add up the number of hours that people are providing that unpaid care, that's costing us an additional $232 billion in terms of the value of that unpaid care. So it really is very difficult. For every person with Alzheimer's disease, there are approximately three people who are providing that unpaid care.
People can find out more at alz.org/facts, as well as other information about the Alzheimer's Association, not only statistics, how to care, what to do, diagnosis, maybe help with figuring out what the research is like these days, but it's a good place to go for details. We appreciate your time this morning, Keith. Thanks for sharing it with us. Keith Fargo, Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach for the Alzheimer's Association.